tell us a little bit about your, your surprise level. Did you always think at some point, when his kids got older, since he took the job in Quebec, at least, maybe not when you were playing with him, that Patrick Roy would be an NHL head coach?
No, you nailed it. I mean, I always knew Patrick would want to do this, and also that Colorado's a special place for him, and he had a lot of success here, and I think he had a lot of great years with the group of guys he played with. So I knew this was a place he wanted to make a stop, and you know, it's perfect timing for, you know, the Avalanche fans and this young team to have a guy like that come in.
When you play with him, Adam, did he act like a coach sometimes in the dressing room and on the ice?
Well, when I played with him, I honestly, you know, I heard our coach, you know, tell us the game plan, and I roomed with Watt for 8 years, and in my mind, he was ahead of our coaching staff, and he coached when he had to, for sure. I mean, you're not going to go the distance in any sport, any profession, if you don't have guys in the room that are going to step up and play off time and you know, not necessarily coach, but, you know, hold guys accountable and discuss the game. You want guys in the room that can challenge each other and accept the challenge and to make the group better. And Patrick is one of those guys.
And from going against him, as you did your first few years, you're on a Quebec team, up and coming, some great young players. You're one of them. And then Patrick kind of stops you guys cold in 93. And then a couple years later, I mean, could you believe it when you first found out that, you know, you guys are still getting adjusted. You go from Quebec to Denver, new market, new way of life, this old arena. And next thing you know, Patrick Roy walks through the door and is your starting goalie, and you win the Cup 8 months later.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the other end when, you know, one of Patrick's idols, our goalie coach at the time when we were playing him in Quebec in the playoffs when we were up. So they found his weakness, and it was just simply that he had new equipment on. And I said, oh, really? I'll show you my weakness. And then he went to Conn Smythe. So, and he comes down to Colorado, like you said, in that trade. And we were shocked. We were a young team that I don't think we realized we were that good. Like the year before, mm-hmm. we were in Quebec. We lost in New York. The Rangers handled us pretty good. I guess when you're a young team, you have to go through that. But Patrick, you know, he gives you that boost of confidence. He arguably is one of the best to play, put on the pads. And, you know, we were fortunate to have him for those runs. And we had a great core, but we were missing one piece. And he was the guy.
Now, Adam, he takes over an Avalanche team blessed with some really great young forwards, guys like Landeskog and Deschene. What is this going to be his biggest challenge to get this team turned around back in the playoffs?
Well, they're young. I mean, they're a young group, and I think, you know, today's world, this entitlement of young people, not just in hockey, but for me, it's everywhere. And I think a guy like Juan Sackick, combination of both their personalities together, they see it, they understand it. And I think, you know, this young group will just fit right in. And, you know, when these guys are going to tell you how they want it done or what's going to happen and put a group together, I think, one, they're going to, this young group's going to believe in being led by a guy like Juan Sackick. And also, you know, if they don't, they don't really have a choice. Or, you know, if they don't like it, then they're not going to fit in too well.
Adam Foote, our guest on Brady and Lang. You know, I traveled a lot to Denver for a lot of those when I was working in Detroit, a lot of those Red Wings Avalanche series, and I was very surprised Patrick quit when he did in 03, because we had gotten used. That was almost an era of older goalies, Richter, Belfour, Cujo. Even now, Martin Brodeur is still going at it. And Patrick quit when he was just 36 years old. Were you surprised after that wild series that he decided he'd had enough? He just wanted to go out and not never be great, I suppose.
Well, you know what? It was kind of, there was a lot going on at that time. I'm not sure Patrick was, we haven't had a lengthy discussion in some time about it, but I'm not sure that he was liking what was happening with the Avs at the time, and mm-hmm. and I knew his hip was also bothering him, and you know, he had that set up in Quebec, and Patrick wants to win, and I'm not sure if he felt that we were going in the right direction in his gut and his belly, and maybe he was just also a little bit worn out. You know, when you play like he did and put it out on the line, and also take a lot of the hit of the media. He did that for a young team. That's one thing that people overlook. When he came down there in 96, he, you know, when he said that on the air about Roenick in the Stanley Cups in his years. He took the heat right off Joe Sakic, right off Forsberg, the young group that we had, all of us. With Familia, he took the distraction. It all just turned to him, and not because he had the huge ego and wanted it. It's because he just felt that he could handle it and give the freedom for the young group just to go out and play hockey, and I'll never forget that.